2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of King Joash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel, King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadin of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his ancestor David. In all things he did as his father Joash had done. But the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and made offerings on the high places. As soon as the royal power was firmly in his hand, he killed his servants who had murdered his father the king. But he did not put to death the children of the murderers, according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, "The parents shall not be put to death for the children, or the children be put to death for the parents, but all shall be put to death for their own sins." He killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Selah by storm. He called it Jokthiel, which is its name to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to King Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu of Israel, saying, "Come, let us look one another in the face." King Jehoash of Israel sent word to King Amaziah of Judah, "A thorn bush on Lebanon sent to a cedar on Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son for a wife.' But a wild animal of Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thorn bush. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up. Be content with your glory, and stay at home. For why should you provoke trouble so that you fall, you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not listen. So King Jehoash of Israel went up. He and King Amaziah of Judah faced one another in battle at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel. Everyone fled home. King Jehoash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Jehoash, son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. He came to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, a distance of 400 cubits. He seized all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasuries of the king's house, as well as hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts that Jehoash did, his might, and how he fought with King Amaziah of Judah, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jehoash slept with his ancestors, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then his son Jeroboam succeeded him. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of King Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel. Now the rest of the deeds of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? They made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him on horses. He was buried in Jerusalem with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king to succeed his father Amaziah. He rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah, after King Amaziah slept with his ancestors. In the 15th year of King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, King Jeroboam, son of Joash of Israel, began to reign in Samaria. He reigned 41 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel, from Lebo Hamath as far as the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the distress of Israel was very bitter. There was no one left, bond or free, and no one to help Israel. But the Lord had not said that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, so he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his might, how he fought and how he recovered for Israel Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jeroboam slept with his ancestors, the kings of Israel. His son Zechariah succeeded him. 2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of King Jeroboam of Israel, King Azariah son of Amaziah of Judah began to reign. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and made offerings on the high places. The Lord struck the king, so that he was leprous to the day of his death, and lived in a separate house. Jotham, the king's son, was in charge of the palace, governing the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Azariah slept with his ancestors. They buried him with his ancestors in the city of David. His son Jotham succeeded him. In the 38th year of King Azariah of Judah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his ancestors had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. Shallum, son of Jabesh, conspired against him, and struck him down in public, and killed him, and reigned in place of him. Now the rest of the deeds of Zechariah are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. This was the promise of the Lord that he gave to Jehu, "Your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." And so it happened. Shallum, son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of King Uzziah of Judah. He reigned 1 month in Samaria. Then Menachem, son of Gadai, came up from Tirzah and came to Samaria. He struck down Shallum, son of Jabesh, in Samaria and killed him. He reigned in place of him. Now the rest of the deeds of Shallum, including the conspiracy that he made, are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. At that time Menachem sacked Tifshah, all who were in it, and its territory from Tirzah on. Because they did not open it to him, he sacked it. He ripped open all the pregnant women in it. In the 39th year of King Azariah of Judah, Menachem, son of Gadai, began to reign over Israel. He reigned 10 years in Samaria. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from any of the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. King Pul of Assyria came against the land. Menachem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, so that he might help him confirm his hold on the royal power. Menachem exacted the money from Israel, that is, from all the wealthy, 50 shekels of silver from each one, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the deeds of Menachem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Menachem slept with his ancestors, and his son Pekahiah succeeded him. In the 15th year of King Azariah of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menachem, began to reign over Israel and Samaria. He reigned 2 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. Pekah, son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him with 50 of the Gileadites, and attacked him in Samaria, in the citadel of the palace, along with Argob and Ariah. He killed him, and reigned in place of him. Now the rest of the deeds of Pekahiah, and all that he did, are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of King Azariah of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. He reigned 20 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin. In the days of King Pekah of Israel, King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria came and captured Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maachah, Janoah, Kadesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried the people captive to Assyria. Then Hoshea, son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, son of Remaliah, attacked him, and killed him. He reigned in place of him in the 20th year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, are written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of King Pekah, son of Remaliah of Israel, King Jotham, son of Uzziah of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. Nevertheless, the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and made offerings on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? In those days the Lord began to send King Rezin of Aram and Pekah son of Remaliah against Judah. Jotham slept with his ancestors, and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David, his ancestor. His son Ahaz succeeded him. 2 Kings chapter 16. In the 17th year of Pekah son of Remaliah, King Ahaz son of Jotham of Judah began to reign. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his ancestor David had done, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. He even made his son pass through fire, according to the abominable practices of the nations, whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. He sacrificed and made offerings on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Then King Rezin of Aram and King Pekah son of Remaliah of Israel came up to wage war on Jerusalem. They besieged Ahaz, but could not conquer him. At that time the king of Edom recovered Elath for Edom, and drove the Judeans from Elath, and the Edomites came to Elath, where they live to this day. Ahaz sent messengers to King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up and rescue me from the hand of the king of Aram and from the hand of the king of Israel, who are attacking me. Ahaz also took the silver and gold found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent a present to the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria listened to him. The king of Assyria marched up against Damascus and took it, carrying its people captive to Kir. Then he killed Rezin. When King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria, he saw the altar that was at Damascus. King Ahaz sent to the priest Uriah a model of the altar and its pattern, exact in all its details. The priest Uriah built the altar in accordance with all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. Just so did the priest Uriah build it before King Ahaz arrived from Damascus. When the king came from Damascus, the king viewed the altar. Then the king drew near to the altar, went up on it, and offered his burnt offering and his grain offering, poured his drink offering, and dashed the blood of his offerings of well-being against the altar. The bronze altar that was before the Lord he removed from the front of the house, from the place between his altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of his altar. King Ahaz commanded the priest Uriah, saying, Upon the great altar offer the morning burnt offering, and the evening grain offering, and the king's burnt offering, and his grain offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, their grain offering, and their drink offering. Then dash against it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice. But the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire by. The priest Uriah did everything that King Ahaz commanded. Then King Ahaz cut off the frames of the stands, and removed the laver from them. He removed the sea from the bronze oxen that were under it, and put it on a pediment of stone. The covered portal for use on the Sabbath that had been built inside the palace, and the outer entrance for the king, he removed from the house of the Lord. He did this because of the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Ahaz slept with his ancestors, and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. His son Hezekiah succeeded him.